Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen and Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino company from the Radio Bunker. It's hour number two here on this Thursday, the 25th day of February 2021. Great to have you right along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. From Traverse City down to Toledo, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio, we appreciate you for making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Sports Radio to 21,000, that's how you can text us. Auto Valley Guest Line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. You can find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand via our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time. MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Ryan's on Twitter at RyanL_Key. Dan is at Dan in the studio. I am at AC Bellino. Freddie is on hold. Let's get to the Auto Valley guest line right now. You can join us too, 313-396-5527. Freddie, good morning to you, my friend. How are you, partner?
AB, I turned on the TV today and I saw AB with a big Pistons hoodie on.
Ah, you like that?
I like that.
We're getting closer. We have some core. Bad Boys 3 is here.
Yeah, I saw that. It was nice. I don't wear hoodies, but that was nice. I finally see you with something other than Michigan gear. Listen, if I gave you $1,000, would you wear a Notre Dame hoodie?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I got a picture of me and my dad. David Robinson was right there because his kid was playing. But we were at Notre Dame in Miami, in South Bend. Boy, 4 or 5 years ago, I want to say.
Uh huh.
So and of course, I had to get a shirt to go down. Had to be repping the right school if you're going to be down there. It's a respectful thing to do. So yeah, there's a picture of me floating around somewhere with the Notre Dame gear on.
Is it on the internet? Because I'll find it.
You know, I don't know. I don't think I ever. I don't know if I ever posted that or not.
Yeah. If anyone could find it, it'd probably be Ryan. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Listen, I wanted to talk a little Tigers, but you know, Terry Mills is my guy. He graduated when I graduated high school, so I remember him. You know, he was the talk of the town, and you know, Mr. Basketball and everything like that. So, and I met him a couple of times. Really cool dude. And
yeah, incredibly nice guy.
Yes, very nice guy, and I remember when he played at Romulus. But I was just wondering, I mean, who else are you going to bring on to spread the butter next? Rudy Tomjanovich, Cammy Russell, who else are you going to bring on to spread the Juwan Howard butter? Because are we forgetting about John Beilein? I mean...
Not at all. That's why I asked Terry the question, because so many people want to say that Juwan took over like Kendrick Perkins the other day said that, you know, Juwan, bringing Michigan basketball back. The program was good for a decade before. John Beilein's the one that resurrected it.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, only because what I see on Twitter, it's just like, did you forget about John Beilein? He's the one that resurrected the arena, the everything that goes on around Michigan basketball right now. It's almost like, well, it's not the right equation, but when Bill Walsh retired and left, oh my God, what's his name? The coach, Seifert, took over and won 2 Super Bowls, even though I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. But Howard hasn't got there yet. So I just hope people don't forget about John Beilein. He was so incredible for Michigan.
Oh, he was. And his style of play, you know, obviously it's much different. What I find is very interesting is it's not surprising at all, but how John Beilein has been with some of the analyst work that he's done with BTN, his connection still to the program, but it's not like this overbearing "I want back in" sort of deal. It's more or less like, hey, you know, I can work and do some things from an analyst standpoint where I could still be involved in the game. I don't have the rigors of the day to day, but I could still very much be connected to the program. And that mutual respect that they have for one another, Juwan Howard picking up the phone, calling John Beilein. You know, I don't think that there's no ego there with Juwan. It just does not exist. And I think that's what's maybe most fascinating, because Michigan basketball wouldn't be what it is today without John Beilein. And they went about, like, you have 3 McDonald All-Americans that are going to be coming to the University of Michigan with the potential of a 4th in the kid from Minnesota, Chet Holmgren, if he decides to come over. But that's not what John Beilein was recruiting, and it goes to show you that both styles can't exist. But remember, a lot of the guys you see on the floor, like those were John Beilein like prospects. Like those are guys that, that he brought in. Like Isaiah Livers is a John Beilein product. You look to the NBA, those are John Beilein guys that are playing.
Yeah. And that, when I remember the Fab Five, Juwan Howard did have probably the less of the Eagles when it came to the Fab Five. From what I remember, maybe Ray Jackson. But anyways, on the Tigers, you know, now that the Tigers are back, you know, everyone's dogging Al Avila. You know, listen, I understand. I used to battle with Sean all the time a year ago when he was on the show that Al Avila is better than Bob Quinn. And we don't know that, but, I mean, obviously Bob Quinn was so terrible, he's gone. But, you know, the Chris Illich chatter intrigues me because I was just wondering what you thought of it because I remember when Mike Illich bought the team in 1992, they were terrible for 11 years till 2003. He did nothing for that team. All he did was build a Tigers den outside Tiger Stadium. I mean, the teams were terrible in the 90s, end of the 90s. Then he started decided to spend some money. He never had a farm system. And it just feels like Chris Illich is getting so much heat right now. He inherited a mess, and he's actually building a farm system. Doesn't mean these guys are going to pan out. But you got to think some of these guys are going to pan out.
Chris Illich isn't building anything, Freddie. He hasn't built anything in the city. He hasn't built a franchise.
But I'm talking about the Tigers. I'm not talking about what he's done on District Detroit.
But
I'm not talking.
What has Chris Illich done to invest in the Tigers?
Well, he's investing in the farm system that his dad never invested in. But what I'm trying to say is the first 10 years, because this is only his fifth year as an owner, his first 10 years, Mike Illich did nothing for the Tigers. They had no farm system. He never spent money. Chris Illich is at least building a farm system. He's at least building a farm. And again, I don't know if they're going to pan out. None of us know. But there's a good chance that some of these guys will pan out. And don't you think the Tigers would be farther ahead with a good farm system than they would be buying guys like, Maggie and all those guys for $75, $80 million?
You know, Freddie, it's interesting because if you go back in time to the early 2000s when this team won 43 games in 03, we talked a little bit about this. I asked a very similar question to John Wagner because 03, 04, 05, they were pretty dismal years, 43 wins, 72 wins, 71 wins. But they began to start to, I mean, they added Pudge Rodriguez, they added Maglio, like they had some up-and-comers coming up through the pipeline, but then they started to write some checks to add some serious, you know, free agent talent. And there was questions around Pudge when he got signed here in Detroit. There were questions around Maglio, and then he goes on to hit one of the more iconic home runs in Tigers history. So I think that, you know, for this team, and let's be really, really honest about what the Tigers are, because although they had that stretch there from, 2011 to 2014 when they were winning, you know, 88, 95, 93, 90 games a year, you know, they lost the World Series one time. You know, they only made it to the World Series one time in that stretch. They made it there in 06 when they got pounded by the Cardinals, and that wasn't, they get swept. They've lost in the World Series by a combined 8-1. It's craziness. So if we look back to, back to 1984 when they won the World Series, they had a playoff appearance in which they lost the ALCS in 1987, 33 years ago. They've only made the playoffs five other times. Like, there's this idea that they're this really great, you know, prestigious organization. It's just not the case. Like, they're going to miss the playoffs more than they are going to make it. Am I happy about where the farm system's at? Baseball America keeps telling us that they keep climbing the ranks. You know, didn't do really a whole lot this offseason, but I mean, what could you really do depending on what happens with the next CBA and trying to get this year up and off the ground? But you have to pray that the Torque, Skubal, Mize, Manning, like these guys are going to pan out. And if they don't,
you're right.
You know, right now we're still very much in the roll of the dice crapshoot like era of, are these guys good enough to do this? We've been told, but hey, you got to prove it. You can be as good as you want in the rankings every offseason, but until you get out there and prove it and win some games, you're going to be in trouble. We got to step aside. We can hop back into this conversation. If you want to hang around, feel free to. Freddie, we'll be right back on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, great news. BetMGM welcomes hockey fans to the action with a special offer for new customers. Sign up today and receive $100 in free bets when you place any $1 wager on a Detroit Red Wings game, regardless of your bet's outcome. It doesn't get any easier than that. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Experience hockey and all your favorite sports like never before with the King of Sportsbooks innovative parlay selection builders. Daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to automatically receive $100 in free bets when you place a $1 or more wager on any Red Wings game. Hit the ice today and wager with confidence at BetMGM, official partner of the NHL and the Detroit Red Wings. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Save big across the store at your local Meijer. Get great deals now on Coca-Cola and Pepsi 12-packs, 3 for $12 when you buy 3 or more, plus deposit where applicable. Meijer Fresh Rotisserie Chicken, 2 for $10 when you buy 2 or more. And Quilted Northern Bath Tissue 6 Mega Rolls, just $2 for $11 when you buy 2 or more. Plus, get free Meijer pickup on orders of $50 or more. Visit the Meijer app for details. Want to save big? Do it today at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Dana Cahalan, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming to you from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. On Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook at X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. Miss any portion of the program? Want to listen back to anything you may have missed on demand? You can visit our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. We just had this very interesting conversation during the break. And Anthony, real quick to, recap where that was at. When it comes to Chris Illich, who's been in the position that he's been in for 5 years, right? And I don't know if we can necessarily say that, you know, outside of building Little Caesars Arena and a lot of people in Metro Detroit waiting on the finished product of the District Detroit, it's been something that's been very well documented by the papers and in the news as to what was supposed to happen, what has happened. We can argue about green spaces and parking lots all we want. The price of parking around the building is ridiculous all in itself. Like $30, $40 to park your car is enough to make you want to pull your hair out. But if you're going to charge $30 or $40 to park your car, you better spend that money on the product, right? And I think that that is where, you know, it's a little different in, you know, in baseball than it is in basketball, where you have a hard-capped league in, you know, you're really dependent on your draft to see if you can find a gem. Whereas in baseball, yes, the draft is very much important. We've seen the way that the Tigers have drafted, a lot of hype concerning a lot of their young prospects. But at the same time, you have to be able to add, your prospects and your pipeline might be your meat and potatoes, but you got to have some, you know, asparagus, right? You got to have some green beans. You got to have some veggies. You got to hit the free agent market to find guys that can be contributors. Was there anybody who was really out there that was going to come to Detroit? I mean, you know, John mentioned this. You think Trevor Bauer is going to choose Detroit over the LA Dodgers? Probably not, but the LA Dodgers at least spend money. I realized that we were in the pandemic and that everybody was short on funds a little bit, but I mean, who was out there that was worth going after? DJ LeMahieu, a Michigander himself. Like, is that somebody that you want to target? I believe at what, 32 years old, maybe? Off the top of my head? You know, was there anybody out there that you would go and add?
And it's one thing for us to question the Tigers' moves, and it's like, well, it was naturally time for them to rebuild. It's like, okay, let's look at his other franchise then. How long have the Wings been in a rebuild?
A few years now.
How long are we going to keep being sold that we're in a rebuild so these teams shouldn't be spending money? Like, we knew Chris Illich coming in just didn't like his dad spending that much money and was going to try to keep the cost down. And so at what point, like, okay, then what is your end goal? Like, do you want to be the Oakland A's and just recycle prospects up, get rid of them when they get good, do it all over again? Be the Tampa Bay Rays? Keep payroll at $45 million?
Is it more realistic, however, to be Oakland or Tampa Bay than it is to be New York or L.A.? Yeah. That's the more realistic option for the Detroit Tigers. Like, that's what it is. You have to hope that you drafted really well and that your prospects can shine for a couple years before arbitration, right? Before they go somewhere in free agency. And then will you just continue the process? So you're good like the Oakland A's? You pop up as a blip on the map once every decade, maybe? But we're talking about a team here that has four titles and over the course of 120 years. You know, we're not talking about an absolute juggernaut. You know, there's also like this belief like the Tigers are, that's not really the case.
But you're still a top 15 market in this country. And you're treating the franchises like they're in the 70s or 80s market.
Oakland or Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, very interesting. Very interesting. Because they haven't made the playoffs since the 2014 year. So 2015 through 2020, no playoffs. They went through a stretch between 1988 and 2005 when they didn't make the playoffs. Like, that's terrible. Like, not good. Not good at all. So a lot of work to be done here, folks, if this organization is going to get off the ground.
Right. Yeah, I'm just frustrated that it's just like, I'm just tired of Chris Illich right now. Grant, we don't hear from him a lot. The District of Detroit has been an absolute failure at this point on delivering promises. So it's like, okay, why should we trust you that you're going to deliver the promises on the two teams you own?
Yeah, missed big.
So
I mean, I'm not. I know nobody's really sold on Al Avila, but they do seem like they're drafting well.
I mean, it's cool, and we got to wait 7 years before a prospect comes up because Al Avila also keeps them down a little bit longer than our liking.
But we're also not. Riley Green was straight out of high school. The dude's 17, 18 years old, showing up facing 99 miles an hour at spring training first year. I mean, we have to remember that. He's not even 20 years old. Spencer Torkelson's 21 years old. You know, by the time these guys are 23, we might have something. So two more years, I can, you know, this year I can handle being okay.
Two more?
What about?
Next year competitive. The year after that, I would expect them to be in the playoffs.
Okay. Matt Manning, Kyle Funkhauser, Bo Burrows, Alex Fiedo.
Those were Dombrowski picks that just haven't worked out. I mean, Matt Manning got hurt. Alex Fiedo is. I had some questions about his mechanics from the get. Same, you know, Michael Fulmer. You know, they Michael Fulmer style. You know, kind of just slinging the ball. And then you look at the Red Wings. They hired Steve Yzerman. I mean, that's the path we all wanted. So we're just waiting for that to work out.
Do you think that it's not this, obviously it's not this offseason cycle, because the Tigers will be bad again this year, but do you think it's after next season, after the 2022 season, where they start to go after the free agency market a little bit to try to add some veteran pop to the lineup to where the Tigers are like, okay, these young guys have finally arrived, They're all here. They're making up a majority of our roster. But at the same time, we have to go out and find some free agents and pay some money. You know, I'd hate to go the Miggy route where you're overpaying for somebody on the back end of his career. But and hopefully baseball will work itself out with the Tatis deal. Like, here's 14 years at 22 years of age. We'll give you a 14-year contract. You're going to be here the rest of your professional career. Instead of, you know, paying him a large sum now on a 6-year deal and then overpaying him as his production begins to fall, because that's what happens, where, you know, he could potentially become Miguel Cabrera.
I mean, we can only hope that in 2 years we're in free agency bidding, or we're going to be stuck in the 1-year veteran pool again. And under Alavila's tutelage, the signings at surface level seem great. They just haven't worked out. And it's not his fault, because it's been injuries for a lot of them. But it's like, that's the risk you're taking when you're taking these older guys going on prove-it deals. And, like, you've missed a lot more than you've hit on these.
In a 72-game season, the Pistons are playing right now. I think we're seeing some immediate dividends and returns on the class that Troy Weaver's put together. How is that not? And I guess that this is where I'm just befuddled, because in February, right? February 25th, how is that not the starting point of everything? Like, okay, we're going to get a Tiger spring training game this weekend. This weekend, they'll take on the Philadelphia Phillies at 105. But we know the team's not going to be any good. So if you're excited to watch that rebuild mess, how are you not excited to watch what the Pistons did last night against the Pelicans, dropping 69 points in the first half? Like, how are you not excited about that? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. We'll step aside. We'll come back. When we return, we're going to hop into a Super Thursday of college hoops. Michigan and MSU both hit the hardwood tonight. That's next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
So what's your reason for feeling lousy today? Round number birthday or just another one? Glory days with the college buddies? Game went overtime? Or was it Tuesday? Whatever, you need to lose the hangover and get with the program. And that's why you need Blow Low. Blow Low is a sobering aid that clears your head and helps reinvigorate and energize your body. Blow Low assists in eliminating hangovers with a proven metabolism accelerator, helping to break down toxins and reduce alcohol levels up to 50%, and all in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Blow Low can eliminate breath odor from marijuana, cigarettes, alcohol, and more. Visit blowlow.com, that's BLOWLOW.com today, and feel better in as little as 15 minutes. Your next birthday, overtime, glory days, day of the week party will go down better, and you'll feel better the next day. blowlow.com, use the promo code HUGE for free shipping. Blow Low encourages everyone who consumes alcohol to act responsibly. Please don't drink and drive. Statements not evaluated by the FDA.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadlin, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio, Anthony Bellino company from the Radio Bunker. You can text us, use the keyword sports radio to 21,000, send sports radio to 21000, or the Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. Dan, who did you say was on hold right now?
Steve.
Steve is on hold. All right, Steve, what's going on, my friend? Good Thursday morning to you, partner. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good morning to you guys, too. Well,
thank you very much.
You looking forward to these games tonight?
Absolutely.
You know what's awesome about this is Michigan's at 7 and State's at 9. I mean, what could be perfect in that, you know?
Back-to-back, both teams are at home for all the basketball fans across the state.
State played at 7 o'clock on a different channel. That would be perfect.
That would not be. Yeah. You need to watch Juwan and the boys get an early scouting report, Ryan.
I've watched them, though. Watch them some more. More for my own sake of not having to be up past midnight after postgame.
Yeah, are you excited for tonight's games?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know what I'm anxious about? Anxious to see is how 7'2", 255 Hunter Dickinson faces 6'11", 265 Garza. Now, let me ask you something. He's 10 pounds heavier. He's at 265, and Dickinson's at 255. Does 10 pounds make that much? I think it does. Doesn't it make a difference underneath the hoops in that?
For these two guys, I would say no. Okay. I don't think the 10 pounds going to make a whole lot of difference. I think the one thing that might make the biggest difference, Phil Martelli said this yesterday in his media availability, which I thought was hilarious. James Hawkins had asked him, you know, what do you remember, you know, from the two games you played against Luka Garza in what he did to your defense last season? And Phil Martelli responded back with, well, from my recollection, we didn't play any defense against Luka Garza because he had about 90 points combined between the two games, which was true. I mean, it was pretty incredible what he did. Luka actually knows Hunter Dickinson. They know each other pretty well. And Phil Martelli said the one thing that, you know, that Hunter needs to understand is, one, you're not the freshman here. That's not an excuse just because he's older. Like, that doesn't matter. And two, you got to put that friendship aside for 40 minutes. And I think that Hunter Dickinson's done a really good job of handling a lot of pressure. You know, in talking to Terry Mills, you know, there was a game in which Hunter had turned it over a few times, and he and Juwan went back and watched film individually, and they've cleaned that up since. And I think that kind of, you know, that kind of impact, that kind of coaching, he's a smart kid. He's very good with the basketball in his hands. And I love the fact that this is a game where both teams will try to work from the block. They'll try to work from the inside out to set up their offense. They'll use the big men down low. They'll use the two to open up the three, and both teams have shooters. So tonight's game at 7 o'clock should be a lot of fun. And hopefully the Mason Blue come out on top.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? If Dickinson even has a bad game, I would say you can't blame the kid. He's a freshman, like you said. He's, you know, Garza's been schooled. You know, and I had Iowa over the weekend, and Garza did nothing the first half, and I was losing. All of a sudden, second half, he was on fire. So, and
it's definitely a 40-minute game when it comes to. And there have been games in which Hunter Dickinson has been a standout blue chip. Hey, this guy's a five-star. This is exactly why, when you look at his overall production, like you look at most recently Ohio State, 22 points, 9 rebounds, a couple of blocks, a steal, couple of assists. Like, that's and he's the king of the hockey assist too. So a lot of these, you know, he'll make the right pass that sets up the right pass where somebody else gets credit. But there have been games, he went through that 3-game stretch where, you know, it was the loss to Minnesota, it was the game against Maryland, and the game against Purdue, where he had a combined 22 points in 3 games. Early on in the year, he came out swinging in the limited minutes that he got. He got into that starting role. But there have been games in which his production has dipped a little bit. He wasn't necessarily, I mean, his rebounding was outstanding against Wisconsin on the road when they got that victory, but only 11 points, only 10 against Rutgers. Like, Michigan has enough depth and enough versatility on offense that they can beat you even if Hunter Dickinson doesn't have a great game.
Absolutely. I saw CBS Sportsline had the top 5 teams to win it all. Gonzaga was 32.3%. Baylor was 30.9%. Michigan was 8.8%. And Iowa was 4.89%. And Ohio State was 4.70%. Last thing here, trying to help you guys out here. Michigan is 8-2 the last 10 games against the spread. They are 13-4 this year. Iowa is 13-10 against the spread this year. So there's something to ponder. And last thing, and I'll give you guys another one, Weber State -6 over Sacramento State tonight. You guys have a great day and enjoy the game. Bye.
And some inside information. I would not I would not play this game tonight. I don't know if Ryan's going to make it. I know it's already our Twin Spires, you know, best bet of the of the day.
I think I am going to play this game.
You sicko. What's the matter with you? Our play of the day from Twin Spires Sportsbook at TS underscore Sportsbook on Twitter. Number 9, Iowa at number 3, Michigan. The line right now is Michigan minus 5. So a 5-point favorite at home. Total over under in points, 155.5. Just remember, you can download the Twin Spires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000. Do you take Michigan as the favorite? Do you think it's going to be a high-scoring affair, the big-time high-scoring affair against Ohio State? I'm not playing this. You said you're playing this? I'm not doing it.
I think I will be. I haven't put the bets together yet, but...
I just went on a 12-leg Europa League parlay. A little bender.
How'd it go for you?
I don't know. I just placed it. We'll see what happens today.
Yeah, if...
Bet $5 to win $5,000. Just need all 12 to hit.
There you go.
I'll go get you that PS5 I owe you.
But if I do play this game, it's either Michigan minus 5 or the over.
Oh, either or.
Yeah, I don't know which one I'm going to take, but those are the choices. I'm debating between...
155.5, you're flirting around with an, you know, each team scoring
80. Yeah, Iowa gives up a lot of points, and Michigan can score a lot of points. So,
and Iowa can score a lot of points. This, could this be almost like a repeat of Sunday in which both offenses are playing so well? Like, you know, and I think that what Luka Garza, right? It's Iowa and it's Luka. And if they leave Wieskamp anywhere near open, they're going to have a problem. The dude has been lights out. He's attempted 113 three-pointers and hit almost 50% of them. He's 19 for 32 over his last five games. Like, the dude is shooting the lights out. Like, you cannot leave him anywhere. And when Michigan's been at home, they've won their last 11 home games, scoring an average of almost 82 points a game while surrendering just 64.5. So there's... something that leans to maybe some home court, but I just think that Iowa's much better than where, let's say, Wisconsin was. When Wisconsin came to town and Michigan thumped them, like I don't think that happens. I think that this one's going to be a tight one throughout. And although Michigan's defense has been very good, they are going to have to be all that and more this evening against Iowa. And it starts down low. The good news is they can throw Austin Davis and Hunter Dickinson at Luka Garza. Luka's going to have his hands full. And as will Hunter Dickinson. I think that a game like tonight for Hunter is a pretty good measuring stick. You know, he took Liam Robbins to the woodshed, their first go around the kid from Minnesota who's 7-2. He had a field day. But Liam's a little thin. Right, Liam in the second game. All right, he said, "Okay, you're a freshman. I'm gonna have to get mine here in the barn." And Minnesota won that basketball game. This right here is a pretty good tell and a pretty good test for where Hunter Dickinson is at when it comes to prospect. Right, from a professional standpoint, you know, how are you going to handle? The big question was, you know, with Liam Robbins, how are you going to handle somebody your own size? Like, this is and Ohio State very undersized. Very undersized. I don't think anybody in their lineup is over 6'8". This is a test. A crafty veteran, guy who's been around the block. Hunter's going to have to be patient. He's going to have to be poised. And he's going to have to play like an upperclassman. That much is for sure. Game 1, 7 o'clock, Michigan against Iowa. I know we got that text that said, what did it say about Judge Judy? Thank goodness for Judge Judy reruns tonight. Will you buy my steaks? You owe me if you hit. Yeah, I just have to deliver them, right? I just gotta come up to Freddy's to deliver the steaks. Like, that's all it is. And I thought he wanted veal, but whatever. Steaks, veal. Either way. I made the bet. Tua and Stafford. I'll pay up. Thank God Tua had that defense and special teams. Thank God he had that. Thank God the Lions didn't draft him either. Oh, God, that would have been a disaster. Anyways. But, yeah, thank goodness for Judge Judy reruns. That part I don't understand. I asked this to Dan during the break, and Dan said, well, your fan base doesn't care about basketball. I don't think that's the case. I think the fan base does care about basketball. I think they care very much. And for right now, that's really all we got. It sure as hell ain't the football team. Now, I'm not going to go to the same length, and I saw this, that Kevin Harlan had said this during the broadcast because I couldn't hear the broadcast. I could only watch it because we had a women's game happening at the same time as the men's game. Whoever scheduled that, you're out of here. But anyways, Kevin Harlan saying it was a good substitute for football, and people be like, well, this is no substitute for the game. Like, are you, there's nothing. Okay, calm down. I understand what Kevin Harlan's saying, right? There was no game this year between Michigan and Ohio State. This is all we got.
What and, I was saying about the fans, you know,
yes.
You basically how I feel is that a Michigan State fan is more likely to watch a Michigan State game than a Michigan fan is to watch a Michigan basketball game. That's just, I think, I don't know why, but it's still that way for some reason. I think these football and basketball are even. At Michigan State, I think football is still far ahead of basketball at Michigan.
You think that Michigan State football has more, that program carries more weight than Michigan State basketball?
No, but I think they're more even than.
Okay, you're saying
At some point, Michigan State football was a bigger deal than basketball. Yes, but they're pretty even now, considering they're both kind of struggling. I think Michigan football. It's way ahead of Michigan basketball in the fandom department.
I would agree. I don't think that, yeah, there's no doubt. There's more people that because football's king, right? And so if it's not football related, you know, then what else do you have?
Right.
My biggest thing is, you know, in the summer we watch baseball. Am I the biggest baseball fan ever? No, I'm not. In the winter, when football's over, we watch basketball and hockey because that's what's on. And during football season, we watch high school, college, and professional football because that's what we do. We work in sports, so that's what we watch. We watch sports.
But what I'm saying, like, if you're walking down the street and you see a guy with an MSU hoodie on, and you say, "Hey, did you watch the game last night?" They'll probably say yes. You see a guy with a Michigan hoodie on, you say, "Hey, did you watch the basketball game last night?"
Oh, 100%. They're saying, yeah, they're having this is a record season right now.
It doesn't, what does that matter?
Dan's just trying, there's more casual fans of Michigan than there are of Michigan State. That's where he's getting to.
Yes.
To where people wear a Michigan hoodie because it just says Michigan on it. They're not necessarily a diehard fan. Where
gotcha.
If you're wearing a Michigan State hoodie, it's because you're a fan. I think that's all he's getting. And football, it's easier to be a casual fan because it's one day a week. Basketball can be 3-4 times a week. So
could be Michigan State and have to play like 16 games against ranked teams in about 3 days.
Yeah.
This is tournament time right now. It is interesting. You know, we spent a lot of time on Michigan and Iowa, so let's shift gears and get to the game number 2 of the ESPN doubleheader of Michigan hoops. Like, what a great time to be in this state. Maize and Blue up first, followed up by Green and White in the nightcap. Like, that's great. I can't wait to listen to it on my ride home tonight after, on the trip home from Chrysler. But Michigan State, I mean, this is close to tournament time as you can get. They're already in the tournament. Like, basically, they are already in the tournament fighting for their lives. And I think that's what really makes this team very compelling. I think that's what makes the story of Michigan State this season very compelling. And was the game against Illinois, who talked a whole lot of smack to everybody else and just kind of forgot about their job in East Lansing, Michigan State, you know, playing a tougher brand of basketball against Illinois, got a little grimy, got a little nasty, and I'm okay with it. I'm all right with it. Like, whatever the Spartans needed to get back on track, they got themselves a tough challenge tonight with the number 4 Ohio State Buckeyes coming off their loss at home against Michigan. If Michigan State can pull off upset number 2 in a, you know, 5-day span, 3-day span, watch out now. The Buckeyes have had some more time off. They haven't played since Sunday. Michigan State coming off that game Tuesday night. Like, this is a huge game. And if the Breslin Center, can you imagine if it was packed tonight? It's one of those games where you need fans. This is it. This is definitely a game where the Breslin Center needs to have the Izzo kids. They need a whiteout tonight.
I just need for Tom Izzo to draw up the play he does in every big game, where if you win the tip, set up the alley-oop right off the tip.
Set the tone.
We've seen it a lot in big games. Just need Gabe Brown just skying up for monster dunks at the beginning of this game.
Buckeyes haven't won at Michigan State since March 4th of 2012. That was a 72-70 win. Michigan State going for number 8 in a row against the Buckeyes.
At home.
How is my question? How are they going to stop E.J. Liddell, Dwayne Washington? How are they going to do that?
Liddell, you just got to, I don't know.
Those
maybe it's
nuts.
You do the Coke burn try. It's like, hey, we have 5 guys with 5 fouls. Go use them.
We got 15 guys at Foster Lawyer. You're checking in. What do I got to do? Go out there and go challenge that 7-footer. Go.
Yeah, Lawyer, you're not even dressing up for this game, but we're going to use your fouls anyway. Just run in and kick them.
Can you imagine Foster Lawyer at some point going up to jump and try to defend Kofi Coburn?
No, Foster Lawyer is great at drawing the charge. He is that guy.
That would be Brandon Knight against DeAndre Jordan. That alley-oop that went up. DeAndre Jordan crushed his soul mid-air.
One thing I am kind of worried about, not necessarily for this game, but in the future, is like when Lawyer does come back, like, are we going to give him 20 minutes again?
No. You got your lineup that works. You don't have to change anything.
Lawyer seems like we all know the one guy on the team that the coach is super loyal with for no apparent reason.
He's not Drew Neitzel.
I know he's not. As much as everyone wanted him to be, as much as Tom Izzo, I think, thinks he can be. It's like, you're a guy that should be playing at most 10 minutes a game.
It's generous. That's generous. The you know what's been very interesting, as I saw this stat about Aaron Henry. Did you know he's been directly responsible for 42% of all MSU field goals made over the last 5 games? He scored 38 of them himself and has assisted on 16 of them. That's crazy. That's a whole lot of offense coming out of one guy. Got to have a big game. Ohio State, 4-point favorite tonight. Are you going to do the double whammy? I'm betting all Michigan.
I think I might do the double whammy Michigan special tonight.
Show me some glove. Huh? You going all glove tonight? You going maize and blue and green and white?
Right. Red Wings play tonight too, right?
Oh, might as well blow it up early.
Might as well go all in, right?
Wow. Michigan State Red Wings. I don't know if I would recommend that. It'd be fun. I mean, God bless you if you do it. I'll be thinking about you on the car ride home while I'm listening to the game. But very much excited for tonight and a great showcase for our great state. Tonight on ESPN at 7 o'clock, Michigan and Iowa, followed up 9 o'clock, Ohio State and Michigan State. We'll step aside. Hour 3 of X and Bros coming up next here on the Michigan Sports Network.
It's time to go on the court with Anthony Bellino.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbook. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offer paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets. The Michigan basketball team was back in action over the weekend as they traveled down to Columbus for their matchup against number 4 Ohio State. With the Wolverines ranked 3rd, this will be the first time in the storied rivalry that both are ranked in the top 5 of the AP poll when they met on the hardwood. The game lived up to the hype with Michigan coming out on top 92-87 in what was college basketball's best game of the season. Michigan improved to 16-1 on the year and 11-1 in conference play. Hunter Dickinson led Michigan's diverse offensive attack that featured 5 scores in double figures with 22 points, 9 rebounds, and a perfect 6-of-6 from the free throw line. He earned his 7th Big Ten Freshman of the Week honor, tying Wolverine legend Trey Burke for the most such honors in school history. The Maize and Blue get another top 10 matchup tonight as they host Luka Garza in the 9th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes at 7 on ESPN.
Bill Simonson here for Tom Rosen. The managing partner at Bean Garter. He wanted me to get the message out that Bean Garter is here to help if you've applied for a loan through the Paycheck Protection Program and need assistance applying for forgiveness. Bean Garter and their professionals will work with you to prepare a draft application, estimate your loan forgiveness amount, and certify how you used your loan funds. They have the knowledge and experience to make sure you're getting the most loan forgiveness possible. They make it easy so you have more time to focus on what's important, taking care of your business and your people. Learn more at beangarter.com/COVID-19 relief. You can learn more on how the professionals at Bean Garter can help you in applying for forgiveness with paycheck protection programs. Go to beangarter.com/COVID-19 relief.
At Meijer, your health and safety is our first priority. That's why Meijer Pharmacy has partnered with the CDC to administer free COVID-19 vaccinations when they become available to us. Register now to get your free COVID vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Text COVID to 75049 to get started. That's COVID to 75049. You can also visit your Meijer pharmacist or go to clinic.meijer.com for more information.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Parts Store, where service is the difference. We get it.
For trusted performance, install Dorman premium steering and suspension parts on your vehicle. Dorman Chassis Solutions reliably meet the needs of fleets, trucks, and everyday drivers. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code GREEN15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.